how to tell advertising and public relations apart. In this episode, we talk about races. So public relations is like a marathon, something that takes forever, and advertising is more like a sprint. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 132 of the Nata PR School podcast. I hope you're having a good week so far. And if you like this podcast, please go and give us a comment, because you know how important it is, and it really help us in the rating. So please give a comment if it's a podcast that's useful for you. We'd love to know, of course. And you can always send me an email too to tell me if what you appreciate in our podcast. And voila, if you want to reach me, you know where to find me, NataPR, natapr.com. Go on my website. You will find me easily. So we talk about public relation as a marathon, compared to advertising that is more like a sprint. So how can you tell the difference between publicity and advertising? This is what I want to talk about in this episode. It's the third episode that I'm talking about the differences between PR and advertising. You can listen to the previous ones or not. You can stay here, of course, today. You don't have to listen to the previous ones to listen to this this episode. So why and why should you use publicity or public relations or both, maybe? And, you know, sometimes we have clients that only do public relations. That's all they do. They never advertise. And some others, they're not our clients, of course, because they only use publicity. And this is not something we propose at the agency. It's not a service we offer. So they will never become clients because they don't know anything about PR, or they don't want to try it either. So the ultimate goal in this episode and the previous one is really to help you make choices in integrating public relations and or not advertising in your marketing plan. I guess you're wondering why public relations last, why we call it the marathon. It lasts compared to advertising, that it's really short term. Know that any journalist who grants you the privilege, yes, you heard it, you heard me right, the privilege of talking about you or your product leaves traces. Know that a journalist is never forced to talk about you. There's nothing that forces them to talk about your product, your company, your story. They can choose to talk about your competitors if they want. They don't have to. I know some of my clients, sometimes they're really surprised because they think that journalists are there for them, to serve them. Mm-mm-mm. This is not how it works. It's really a privilege to be talked about and have them write about your story. So why does it last? Why public relations is more like a marathon? Well, an article published online stays there sometimes forever, many years, especially it's even stronger if it's shared by some readers. So let's say the online newspaper keeps the article in their pages forever, it's gonna last. Even sometimes if they take the article away, if some people shared it and kept it and made copy of it, so it's gonna be somewhere. People will find it. Clickable links, that's the point number two of why PR lasts. Clickable links that will bring traffic to your platforms, to your website. So that's amazing. Point number three, keywords specific to you, to your product, that are used by the journalists or the bloggers will also bring visitors to your platforms. Point number four, notice your story told by a journalist in a newspaper or a magazine stays online, yes, but as well in the mind of the readers. You'll be very surprised. I remember we were featured, my partner and I, in One Trade magazine, and so many people to this day, it's more than 2 years now, 3 years, people are still talking about this magazine. Well, we did the cover, but even, you know, they read the article, they were very surprised by who we were, how we worked. So voila, know that it's going to stay in the mind of people, not just online. So when you decide to spend your resources and your time and your budget on public relations and influencer, you know, convince them, make them aware of your product, it can take time to see results. They're not always immediate, of course, but they do last. Your potential customer is doing an online search for your product. They will see these articles pop up and they will click on the link and end up most probably on your website or your Facebook page. I remember talking to a young marketing professional to whom I was explaining what public relations is. And this is what he told me. We have a client who does exactly what your agency, what your PR agency, Nada PR, offers its clients. Journalists and influencers regularly talk about this brand, which brings a steady stream of visitors to the website. And what they ask us to do is simply retarget their visitors. I love that. In other words, the brand in question, of course, had hired a PR agency, but when they hired, after, you know, having these campaigns done, PR campaigns, when they hired a digital marketing professional for a retargeting campaign to offer, you know, these potential customers, let's say, something fun and a special promotion to all the visitors of the company's website, see how advertising becomes much more effective, even if it's really short in time. Why? Because these customers knew, or they had heard about the brand, they've read about it, they even went on the website. This is extremely powerful. And this young digital marketer also told me, wow, that's exactly what's happening. They've integrated public relations into their plan. It's the best organic part of their marketing plan. So this young marketer who didn't learn about public relations or PR in his training was discovering it while, you know, doing some retargeting campaign. So I don't know if you understand how this is a great way. If you have limited budget, for example, you can start with a PR campaign. Well, you need time. So I know sometimes, you know, you guys want to have like instant sales, but you can do both. Let's say you're at the beginning and you need to generate sales. So you can have a publicity campaign at the same time as you're building the awareness. You can do PR and publicity all at once. The only thing you need is to have your products available for sale. So this means that the brand that this marketer was talking about was really successful in getting talked about, of attracting journalists and influencers' attention. So advertising is much more, let's say, transient, short in time, although it's very powerful, especially in this case. So advertising is effective on a very short period of time. Because you cannot send publicity to the, you know, if you do a retargeting campaign, you're going to do that 50 times, right? And maybe, but in a very long period of time, because you're going to do this campaign once, and then you hope that, you know, the buildup is there and that you'll have some quick response. Advertising is it's what press this desire button, the wanted button, the want it now, of course. And advertising is seen sometimes. That's, you know, the bad side of advertising. Some consumer understand that, you know, this is an ad, so they want to sell me something, and it might be perceived as something negative. But this is why, if you had the PR campaign, if they've heard about your product, they know about the quality of what you're selling, or they've heard about you, they know you're local, so they understand way more who you are one after, then they can see an ad and respond to the ad, right? So at NetApia, we're not against publicity and advertising. Of course not. It's quite the opposite, actually. And we believe that combining PR, advertising, and social media can produce really amazing results. So I hope this little PR break is helping you understand and make better choices, strategize better, make a better marketing plan, understand promotion, and understanding also what public relations is and how different it is from the advertising. So hopefully this little PR break was a good one for you this week. And please leave us a comment. And I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.